Philips MPPR, DJ and Curator, today's date is 02/08/2025. Dictation is form is Jenny Potter. Potter spells P-O-T-T-E-R. Jenny spells J-E-N-N-Y. Date of birth is 05/22/1969. This is a 55-year-old female. Hey, with numbness and tingling in bilateral hands, period. Patient stated she is a mail carrier and does lots and lots of lifting on a routine basis and noticed symptoms increase with these activities, period. She says she has never been evaluated for this problem. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient requests to be placed on Vyvanse. She stated that she noticed she has some problems with concentration and has, whenever she uses her son's Vyvanse, it helps her to focus, period. Next paragraph, patient denies chest pain, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, she reports fullness in her neck, but denies painful or difficulty swallowing, period. Next line, she denies abdominal pain. Next line, patient reports lower extremities swelling on occasions. She also reports abdominal distension, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 136 over 89. Pulse 89. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Palpable mass in bilateral thyroid regions. Next paragraph. Full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to obesity, palpable liver. Next paragraph, correction. Please do redo abdominal exam again. Abdomen is distended, no visible peristalsis, and no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucosa, papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neural, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 3 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, bilateral wrist, she has a positive Phelan test. She has full range of motion of her wrist, bilaterally with moderate discomfort. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is neuropathy. Number two is fatigue. Number three is obesity. Number four is carpal tunnel syndrome. Bilateral hands. Number five is thyroid nodules. Number six is fatty liver, period. And today in clinic, we did an ultrasound of her abdomen, extremities, neck. Also echo. Ejection fraction is 55%. There is mass / nodules identified in bilateral thyroid. Next line, liver, demonstrate characteristics of fatty liver. Next line, all other organ systems are normal on ultrasound, based on ultrasound criteria, period. We had an EKG done today. EKG reveals normal sinus rhythm. No acute injury demonstrated. Next paragraph, we did some labs. Labs were as follows: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, and vitamin D. Patient was sent to the local facility for a thyroid scan and uptake because of the findings on ultrasound. She was sent home on the following medication: gabapentin 300 milligrams 1 PO BID for 30 days. Number 60, next medication, Mobic 7.5 milligrams 1 PO daily for 30 days. Next medication, a wrist support for both wrists. She will use this daily, particularly during her activities at work. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.